Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. As we near the close of the Easter season, three seminarians for the Archdiocese of Portland will be ordained transitional deacons by Archbishop Alexander Sample at St. Mary Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Portland. On Saturday, May 21st at 11 a.m., Anthony Hong Fan, Matthew Knight, and Ephraim Razo will be called transitional in hopes of being ordained to the priesthood next year. During the Lenten season, we had an opportunity to hear from Matthew and Anthony about their vocation and seminarian journey. And today I have the pleasure to speak with Ephraim Razo. Ephraim was born and raised in Los Angeles, and as a young boy had thought about becoming a priest. He spent some time discerning with the missionaries of the Holy Spirit and later discerned a call to the priesthood with the Archdiocese of Portland. And to share with us his vocation story and seminarian experience, we welcome Ephraim Razo. Good morning, Ephraim. Thanks for joining us today on Mater Dei Radio, and happy Easter.
Morning. Happy Easter. It's nice to be here with you today.
We are so blessed to have so many seminarians studying for the Archdiocese of Portland. I'd love for you to share with us first a little bit of just your faith formation growing up. You know, what influenced you at a young age to think about the priesthood, and what were some of those things that really nurtured you in your faith?
Well, one of the things that was very obvious in our family was a priestly Catholic vocation. What I mean by that is I grew up around priests, especially my mother's brother, my uncle, Adolfo de la Cruz. He was a priest for the diocese, Archdiocese of Guadalajara. And growing up with an uncle who's a priest, you know, I made me look up to him a lot. Growing up in Los Angeles, one of the things that interested me was religious education. I did my first communion, studying with our neighbor in their garage. And after I did my first communion, I told my mom, "Mom, I would like to go to Catholic school." And she said, "Well, that's kind of expensive, but I could take you to catechism or religious education." And the nuns who were running the program down in Huntington Park, California, they had this K through 8 religious ed system. So I went through all the grades practically. And then I also became a catechist at age 15. So I stayed with the system for a very long time. So prayer, catechesis were part of my life growing up.
Right. Now, I read on the Archdiocesan Vocations website, you know, in high school, we're thinking about all sorts of things. So it sounded like for a little bit, you put maybe the priesthood on the back burner. Tell us a little bit about kind of that transition high school to after high school. Where were you in discerning the call?
Well, during high school, I was still helping out with religious ed, but the questions came and then the people started asking, "What are you going to do when you grow up? Or what are you going to study?" And I had no idea. I was trying to discern, what do I want to do in life? One of the things I wanted to do, and I had the conviction in my heart to do, was to help people. And so I was looking into professions that help people, teaching, psychology. I was even thinking of law enforcement at one point, but I wasn't sure. When I graduated high school, I received a phone call from the Missionaries of the Holy Spirit. And they asked me the same questions. They said, "What are you going to do when you grow up?" I said, "Well, I don't know." And they said, "Well, take some time for yourself. Come to a retreat and discover what God wants in your life." And I was 17 years old when I started searching for what God wanted to do in my life. And they put it very simple. They said, "Well, you only have 3 choices in life." They were referring about vocation. They said, "You either get married, stay single, or give your life to God in religious life or priesthood." At that time, I was single. So I said, "Okay, I got that vocation down. I don't see myself married yet. I'm too young. I might give the that vocation to priesthood, religious life. I'll give that a chance." And that's how I started my discernment.
Isn't that beautiful? We're talking with Ephraim Razo. He's one of our seminarians at Mount Angel Seminary for the Archdiocese, and he and two other men will be ordained transitional deacons this May, the 21st, on a Saturday. So we're so grateful for this movement of the Holy Spirit. And again, for that response to the call. And it sounds like the seeds were planted early, Ephraim, and then also that you had a desire to learn, you had a desire to grow in your faith life. You know, if you think back to that time on retreat and with the missionaries of the Holy Spirit, you know, what are some of the things that you picked up on, and what are the things that helped you nurture your own spiritual life during those years?
One of the three things that they mentioned about religious life or discerning vocation was a prayer life, which I thought I had. You know, I prayed my rosary and did my basic prayers. They also emphasized community and creating community around oneself, either in religious life or in diocesan life. Community is very important. And then the last thing was Eucharistic adoration. At 17 years old, I did not know what Eucharistic adoration was or how to do Eucharistic adoration. But during my time with the missionaries, that has been very fundamental to my faith, to my journey in discernment. So being in front of the Blessed Sacrament has been one of the greatest blessings for me throughout my life in my vocation.
Right. Now, I read that you had some time working in Cornelius at St. Alexander Church, and one of the Good Shepherds was very influential in your movement forward entry into seminary. Tell us a little bit about that time at St. Alexander and that time working for the church.
So the time in St. Alexander came after I discerned out of my religious community, and it was a point where I wanted to discover a diocesan priesthood and that spirituality. By the grace of God, I was able to find a job after career in religious life in St. Alexander. And Father David Schifferl became like a role model, a good shepherd for me, where I saw his passion for the people of God, his devotional life, his prayer life, a man full of life. So I saw him, and I also remember my uncle who was a priest. So then I just thought him as a role model too. And so I discovered that aspect of diocesan religious life as a good shepherd. You know, Father Schifferl has been key in that discernment too.
Absolutely. And Ephraim, you mentioned adoration, Eucharistic adoration, and I just want you to reflect a little bit about, you know, what really has that meant to you in your prayer life and really growing in your faith life to have time, you know, with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament?
In front of the Blessed Sacrament, I found or I encountered Christ. I don't have a very extravagant or very a conversion of life story, a very radical conversion of life story. But I do have those moments of adoration where when I question my vocation or my faith, the first person I went to was Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. So he became my friend, my confidant, my confessor. And then just being in his presence day after day, we had nocturnal and diurnal adorations. So I spent good amount of time during the day and night in the Blessed Sacrament. It just became this relationship that I call with Jesus. You know, he's my friend. Sometimes I'm sitting in the Blessed Sacrament and I smile to him and I say, I'm smiling at you and smile back at me. Sometimes I do take a Noctio Divina, as we call it. You know, I fall asleep in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I say, I am your son. Just watch me sleep kind of a thing, you know, and that's kind of my spirituality in front of Jesus, of being a friend, a father, just being in the presence of God.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Well, Ephraim, we are coming up to a break and I want to talk with you about the upcoming ordination. So will you please stay with us and we'll talk with you at the other side of the break.
Very well.
This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio, returning with our seminarian Efrain Razo. We've been talking about his vocational call to the priesthood and time at Mount Angel Seminary, and he joins two other seminarians in May to be ordained deacon at St. Mary Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. And Efrain also mentioned that he had some time working with one of our priests here in the Archdiocese in Cornelius at St. Alexander, and that was really a beautiful point for him to really look forward into the possibility of entering in as a seminarian. Efrain, thanks for coming back with us this morning, and tell us a little bit about that step forward in making application as a seminarian for the Archdiocese of Portland.
Working in St. Alexander, one of my responsibilities was to help with the annulment process. And since I didn't have no idea what I was doing, I frequented the pastoral center very much. A deacon, Deacon Jesus, he was also there taking training for advocacy program. And he kind of questioned me about how was I doing with my discernment. I said, oh, I still don't know what God wants from me. And he said, well, go to a retreat, meet the archbishop, meet the vocation director, and go from there. I hesitated a little bit, but I decided to go to a retreat as part of my discernment process. I got to meet the archbishop, Archbishop Sample. I met the vocation director, and they gave me a packet so I could start doing the application process, which had a self-evaluation or an autobiography, documents had it turned in. It was an easy process, I would say. The steps are very are spelled out to you, and you just turn in the required documents that they asked. But they were very helpful. The Office of Vocations were very on top of things. I kept getting emails from Sarah Cressy, which she was also a key player in my vocation. You know, she supported me, and she was there along the application process.
That's beautiful. Give us a sense, Efrain, since you've been on campus at Mount Angel, we know there's that beautiful Benedictine spirit, and you have access to the monks, their prayer life that influences your study, your prayer, your spiritual direction. Just maybe some of the highlights of what it's been like to be on campus there at Mount Angel.
Well, one of the blessings that a lot of people don't know is that I've been in Mount Angel Seminary for almost 10 years. Both with the missionaries of the Holy Spirit and now with the diocese. And it truly has been a great blessing to see a spirituality that the Benedictines bring of constant prayer, which is, we're all called to be in prayer, but the hospitality too, it has become, they're always welcoming. And it's, as a priest, as a good shepherd, you have to be welcoming to everybody. That's one of the things that I take with me. Being in Mount Angel also has enriched my theological lens of how I see the world with this community ecclesiology that they have. You know, we're always creating community, but always around the Eucharist, always around the Lord. And that is a spirituality I'm taking up as well, that everything we do in life, everything, how we communicate, how we relate with others has to be with that goal in mind of creating community, but having Christ always at the center.
Christ is the center. That is definitely our call. We're talking with Efrain Razo. He is one of three seminarians who will be ordained as transitional deacons May 21st in the Archdiocese of Portland. Please continue to pray for Anthony, for Matthew, and Efrain as they prepare for this important step in their vocational journey. What are you doing now, Efrain, to prepare? What are some of the last minute preparations for this beautiful ordination day?
I just finished my canonical retreat this past week, which is one of the last steps that I went. And in preparation, I'm trying to just be ready. I don't know.
Right. You've mentioned a bit about retreats. You had that discernment retreat with Archbishop Sample and our vocations director having this retreat. I know being part of a community like the Missionaries of the Holy Spirit, they said, come on retreat. There's something about retreats, this time away, and maybe just reflect a bit about the value, whether you're a seminarian or you're a mom and dad raising kids or a college student, but retreats can be so beneficial in our Catholic life.
Oh, yes. And our Catholic tradition always invites us to step away from our daily life and have a moment to reconnect with God in a deeper level, or reconnect with Christ or the Holy Spirit. But having that time aside from our daily life really helps us focus on who we are as God's children, and what is our purpose. Our purpose is to love. And having those moments to reconnect with the source of love, God, it really helps us to live out our life in our Christian life and beyond. You know, that's what we're called to do.
Yeah, God is all love. Give us a sense, Ephraim, do you know what you're doing for the summer? This will be kind of a transition step from summer and then back in what the next year of final preparations. What's your plan that you know of so far?
What I know of so far, I think my assignment will be down in Shepherd of the Valley in Medford. So a parish down there with Father Freddie Bonilla. I'm looking forward to that assignment. I visited that parish when I was with the Totus Tuus missionaries, when we had a Catholic vacation Bible school, we called it. So it's a very wonderful community. I really loved everybody down there. And going back now as a deacon, I will be able to serve at other capacities, of course, in the altar, but maybe I'll have a chance to baptize one or two people down there. So I'm looking forward to that and sharing my vocation with that community down south in Oregon.
Beautiful. Well, we want to continue to pray for you, pray for your fellow seminarians with that diaconate ordination again on May 21st at St. Mary Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. And, you know, for young people who are listening right now, and this is a beautiful time in Easter and approaching Pentecost to pray about your vocation, you know, what advice do you have for those young people like you who kept getting the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? What would be one of your encouragements for them?
What I tell young people is to give God a chance. You can never go wrong with giving God a chance. I took a chance. I said, yeah, I'll give God a chance. And I it was worthwhile. I don't regret it. I still don't regret it of my journey. It's been 15 years in formation and I still don't regret it. But giving God a chance in the vocation, in priesthood or religious life. And once you take that chance, you'll discover what God wants from you. And in discovering that, you might continue with your vocation in religious or priesthood. But if not, then you'll discover and you'll be a much better person because you'll be enriched by the Holy Spirit, by the Trinity, and whatever other vocation you are called to do. But that's my advice, you know, give God a chance.
I think that's the best advice, really, to let God lead us in the particular call that we have. Ephraim Razzo, again, so great to have you joining us here on Mater Dei Radio. Our prayers for you and your fellow seminarians, and we look forward to hearing back from you next year as you plan, Lord willing, for your next step in your training. God bless you again, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you, and many blessings to all of you.